The Sustainable Groundwater Management Act, adopted not quite 2 years ago, applies to three local groundwater basins, in the Sonoma Valley, beneath the Santa Rosa Plain, and in the Petaluma Valley. Each of those will have to set up its own Groundwater Sustainability Agency, or GSA. Jay Jaspers, Chief Engineer and Director of Groundwater Management for the Sonoma County Water Agency, says those new bodies may involve some complicated collaborations.
Over those three basins, there's 12 agencies that are eligible to form a GSA. The outcome may be a little different in configuration in one basin versus the other. They don't have to be identical.
He predicts that some new joint powers agreements will emerge as the governing bodies, and they will wield some significant new powers.
The ability to inventory wells, require metering, and submittal of reports for pumping by well owners, assessing fees to cover the costs, building capital projects, financing capital projects, if necessary, to regulate pumping to meet the requirements of the Sustainable Groundwater Management Act. It also has enforcement authorities.
So there is a lot at stake. And Jaspers acknowledges a lot is riding on who will wind up administering all that.
People are concerned or interested in who is going to be on the governing boards of these new groundwater sustainability agencies. Should those positions on those agency boards be for elected officials and board members, or should there be appointees that maybe aren't elected officials?
The Sonoma County Farm Bureau has been carefully watching the process get started, and Executive Director Kim Vail is anxious to ensure that agricultural interests are included as the panels are set up.
Of course, we're interested in making sure agriculture has a seat at the table and those interests are represented. There's definitely some positive contributions that agricultural land makes to groundwater as far as recharge, and it would be our hope that that would be taken into account.
Jane Nielsen, representing the Sonoma County Water Coalition and its 30 member organizations, is likewise concerned that the eligible GSA members could be too weighted toward elected officials. The coalition is proposing that each GSA also have a technical advisory committee, and moreover, that the recommendations of those committees be given some teeth.
These technical advisory committees should be adhered to. The mostly politically arranged panel should have to take the advice of its technical advisory panel unless they can show with findings that what they're being told doesn't meet the standard of the GSP regulations.
Regardless of how the new groundwater sustainability agencies are organized and who directs them, Jaspers cautions that they will have only so much local autonomy.
The state law provides some pretty far-reaching authorities for these groundwater sustainability agencies, discretionary authority. So the GSA does not have to exercise authorities, but if they don't and they don't meet the stringent requirements of the law, then the state will come in and take over regulation of the groundwater basins and local control of groundwater will be lost.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.